Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at rural education. Paulinos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Dr. Carol Lucy, who is the president of Western Nevada College, about workforce development and higher ed funding.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Fred Locken, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. Help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schaff, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schaff.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Carol Lucy. She is the president of Western Nevada College. Pleasure to have you back on the program, man.
Thank you.
First question out of the box, I wanted to ask you what you think about the funding formula, the new funding formula for the university system, and how that's affecting your school.
Well, two different questions, very different responses. The funding formula is a good move, first of all, because it will end up encouraging completers, whether those be certificates, degrees, whatever, which the state should be investing in completions. On the other hand, the old funding formula made it much easier to provide rural education in our more remote communities. The new funding formula doesn't do that, so it would be my opinion it needs a little tinkering, but it's still a good idea, just needs some work.
Okay. Now, you talk about completers. Now, community college, sure, you have some people who will go in there, get an associate's degree, they can even get a four-year degree, but a lot of people go to community colleges to take one or two classes, to learn a foreign language. How does that funding formula affect those people who are maybe just going because they want to enhance their knowledge in a specific area but aren't focused on a degree?
Well, we've always done that. There's always been the quality of life aspect of our programs. The problem is the state just can't afford to do everything. We can't be all things to all people, and that's the dilemma we're in right now. If you look at our mission, workforce development, quality of life, helping young people get started in college and then move on to bachelor's programs. It's working with industry to provide workforce. It's a very complex mission, but in the last 5 years, I would say, Nevada has systematically had to strip funding out of ENSHE. And, you know, at some point, you just say, what's our priority?
Okay, well, now, you're talking about rural schools. Mm-hmm. So what are the negative effects going to be for rural schools?
Well, they've already occurred.
For example, then.
Well, there was a time when we had very, very small operations, but nevertheless, we had a presence in Hawthorne, in Lovelock, in Errington, Smith Valley, all of those little communities, as well as Fallon, Douglas, and Carson City. Today, we have a presence still in Douglas County, in Minden, and in Fallon, with the help of the Lyon County School District. We are still in Fernley and in Errington, and also I have to thank Leroy Goodman for help in Fernley. But we are not in any of those other communities.
How much money would it take to be able to get you back into those communities?
Not a lot.
I mean, are we talking a million, 10 million?
A million would go a long way.
Now, I mean, when you're talking about being in these communities, are you talking about people, or have you looked at using technology? I mean, I can watch a presentation from a professor at Stanford on my iPad. Can you do those kind of things? So maybe you're not going to be looking at $1 million, but those people in rural Nevada still have access to those courses and programs.
Well, you're absolutely right. Technology is an important part of how we provide services. Always has been. Long before Coursera, Western Nevada College offered interactive video and online classes to all of our students. Today, 23% of our enrollment is online. We continue, along with Great Basin, to offer courses by interactive video. The only way I'm able to offer courses in Errington and Fernley now is by interactive video and online. The problem is not everybody nor every curriculum really can be taught that way. And so what you saw, for example, we were really growing in the number of young recent high school graduates going on to college in Lyon County, which is a special pet project of mine. Lyon County needs us. And we were really doing very well there until the budget cuts started. And then when you have to take the people who provide face-to-face service and who interact directly with students, when you have to take them out of a community, it doesn't matter if you're still offering interactive video. You lose students, and that's what's happened.
Okay, so in Lyon County, you know, which has been probably the worst hit of all the counties in the state during this downturn, what kind of services were you providing there? What kind of classes were you providing that you want to put back?
We had interactive video in Smith Valley High School, and we had a part-timer who was an employee in Smith Valley in the school district who helped us with students. We had an employee of ours, a part-timer, in Errington. We had facilitators. We had at one time we actually had a little operation, a little storefront operation in Lyon County in Errington. Lost that in a cut. That was one of the early cuts, 2007. Lost the employee in 2011. So we still have the interactive video. The school district, God bless them, they are providing the facilitator. So we still have someone, we still have someone supporting our students in the classroom, but we don't have the presence who encourages students to enroll in classes.
All right, let's take a break. More with Carol Lucy when we come back.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Lucy. She is the president of Western Nevada College.
Okay, Dr. Lucy, you talked about workforce development.
Yes.
One of the things that Western Nevada College has done, actually, I think the first in the state, was adopt the career readiness certificate. Can you talk to us about that program and what you require of those students?
Well, the Career Readiness Certificate is a certificate that all four community colleges are now using. And in fact, Frank Woodbeck, who is the director of DATER, has just this week got an approval to enter into contract with ACT to provide the Career Readiness Certificate to all Nevada students or potential Nevada students. And so what that allows us to do is part of a much larger and very important project, and that is to build workforce specifically designed for the needs of Nevada industries. The first project, actually, the group that undertook this project is Dream It, Do It. And that is a group under the auspices of the National Institute of Manufacturers. The first certificate we did was a machining certificate for local manufacturers.
And there are a tremendous amount in the area that you serve in.
Yes.
Carson City and Douglas and Lyon counties.
That's right. That's right. And that is a very, very important part of the country's future, is rebuilding manufacturing. You hear a lot about that. So we want our manufacturers to be strong. That means they need good workforce.
So some of the problems when you talk to somebody in the manufacturing industry,
yes,
is when you have somebody with a high school diploma,
yeah,
there's no consistency what they know from that high school diploma,
right,
you know, where they got it, what school they went to, even what teachers they had within,
right,
a school.
Right.
So this National Career Readiness Certificate is supposed to
standardize
it. Now, there's something interesting with this, too. Before somebody enters into your program, they have to get a drug test?
Oh, we do a lot. So you have to understand, the Dream It, Do It group actually finds internships for these students. These are people who are coming off the state unemployment rolls. And the program we did, for example, we had potentially 20 slots. And so we didn't want to waste those slots, because every single one of the people that we brought in, we placed after an intensive 8-week machining program. They were placed in an 8-week internship. And then, you know, the hope is that they would get hired. We ended up, we career readiness tested a group of people, found, I'm going to say 20, although we didn't end up with 20, who had the appropriate background. They were interviewed by the manufacturers or by people who were identified as being their interviewers. And I asked for drug testing, because I didn't want my graduates to go into a manufacturing setting and flunk out for some reason other to do that. Yeah, well, we just didn't want them having problems. So we had 18 in the end, 18 people who were cleared by career readiness, by the drug testing, by the interview process, had all the appropriate soft skills, if you like, and we put them in a machine class, 30 hours a week, 4 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week, for 8 weeks. And at the end of that, they were already set up with internships. They went into internships. At the end of that 8 week of internships, all 18 were hired. So
great success story.
Huge success
and
story.
It is a huge success. My question to you, though, is, and we've got less than a minute to go here, is how big is the potential pool of applicants that have the skills, the social skills, as well as the math and English skills, to be able to take part in this, or is there still a lot more work to be done in the high schools?
Well, you know, I think there's 180,000 people unemployed in Nevada, and I suspect we probably could have found more people for this program, but it was somewhat limited by the number of internships that we could find. And so the fact that we could place 18 people at that particular point in time in our manufacturing base was, I think, the limiting factor. We're going to go out and do it again this spring, but we're doing it in welding.
And what's the time? It's about a 2-month time frame for somebody to complete a program?
It'll be a little longer for welding. It's a little bit more intensive. They'll be coming out again. The other important part of this program is they come away with a national certification. Very important. It's portable.
Quick question, quick answer. When it comes to the legislative session, will you be going into the session lobbying yourself to see if you can get, for example, that $1 million in funding back? Or is that something that the chancellor will be doing on behalf?
Yes, both.
Okay.
Everybody. I hope everybody lobbies for us because we need the money. I can't take another cut.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. The great staff at Absolute Dental will help you get the whiter, brighter, and healthier smile you've been looking for with your insurance benefits for 2012. And if you don't have insurance, they can work out a special low payment plan. Now that's something to smile about. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
My leg gave out on me, and I knew something immediately was wrong.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
Exactly 15 minutes after the treatment began, the pain was gone. I mean, it was amazing.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free and very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
There's no pressure, I think you'll be totally amazed with the results.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a 3-day, no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Mary Lau, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Sean Carey, political columnist with Reno Tahoe Tonight Magazine. Pleasure to have you all here. An interesting turn of events this week. We had Gioconda Arguello Klein, a former housekeeper and Nicaraguan refugee, becoming the head of the Culinary Union here in the state of Nevada, replacing D. Taylor. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's a big step, and I think obviously the first salvos were fired a few elections ago, but the Culinary Union is now an absolute powerhouse in Nevada politics, and I'm expecting some pretty stellar leadership from her.
With all the attention being paid to the Hispanic community, not only in the Silver State, but around the country, this is a huge step.
Well, it is in one respect, and in the other respect, it's a deserved step. I mean, you don't get those jobs and you don't raise to that elevation unless you've worked your way up, especially in unions. You've got to start from crawl up and do it right and be loyal and train and everything else. So congratulations.
Do you think that this increases the Hispanic clout in the state?
I think the Hispanic clout in the state is going to increase regardless. I think that it's an opportunity, actually, to help elevate some of the Spanish clout in the state and to also help elevate some of the Spanish learning in the state and everything else. I mean, the Latino community has a long way to go, but they've got an opportunity here. And it doesn't have to go into the union mode or anything else, but it can go as an opportunity to increase education and knowledge and all this other stuff.
Don't you think we already have we have a very powerful Hispanic governor, you know, in the state of Nevada. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we can talk about, you know, clout from the Hispanic community, but really what I think it comes down to, it doesn't matter what color you are, where you're from, it's about good, competent leadership. Mm-hmm. And I think that's
raising
what we should always focus on. I mean, this identity politics, I know we love to play it and talk about it, but it's, you know, we have a great governor. And I mean, I look at him not as a Hispanic governor, but as somebody who is competent and very hardworking and good at what he does.
But Sean, realistically, though, we also have to look at the election that was just held, and the Hispanic community played a major role in helping reelect President Obama.
And they're going to continue to do so. I pointed this out in a recent piece that I wrote. If Texas and Florida start to turn purple, then we won't see a Republican president again in my lifetime. The Hispanic clout is growing every single day. Their influence is growing every single day. And I think I have to agree, this was a deserved step for this woman. And, you know, we'll see where she takes the union.
Yeah, but it's also an education level and a bringing people into the process. And like Paul said, we have some very, very strong people and very, very knowledgeable people. And you don't always stay in the trenches and lower elevations and stuff like that and just vote party line. The more educated people are, the more the crossover.
Well, and you know, you mentioned Texas. You know, Texas is a state that has had, you know, many generations of Hispanics, you know, matriculating through positions of power there. And it is a red state. I mean, I think, you know, instead of trying to create this wedge with people, you know, based on your sex or your religion or class, we need to focus on let's focus on the rising tide floats all boats. Let's see what we can do to raise everybody up and give those people, everybody, I don't care what color you are, what sex you are, the opportunity to matriculate to these highest positions. I'm sick and tired of this wedge identity politics that the media loves, and politicians, for that matter, love to put out there.
Yeah, you're right. Like self-deportation or contraception's a license to do stuff. I can agree with you. Or, you know, legitimate rape versus
it's awful, and it doesn't
rape.
Move
Believe
the ball
me,
and doesn't help.
Yeah,
doesn't help fix anything.
That stuff's got to go away.
It does.
Fred?
Well, I was going to say that I think Nevada has a chance to show how to do it right. And in a true sense of 21st century inclusive politics, the biggest challenge is to the state Republican Party to demonstrate that it can be an umbrella party, that it can be welcoming. I mean, the Hispanic population is not, by definition, a Democratic power base, but it will become one unless the Republicans fail to understand how to tap that and to become relevant to them as well.
But once again, Brian Sandoval, who is Hispanic, last time I checked, overwhelmingly beat a sitting governor in a Republican primary. So
he beat a sitting governor whose approval numbers were in the toilet.
But what I'm going to say, it had nothing to do with him being Hispanic or who he was or who his parents were. It had to do with how good his background was and how hardworking he was and how competent he was.
And an awful campaign on the other side.
Well, and I think that Fred deserves credit for even mentioning a Republican Party in Nevada. I didn't know we had one.
Mary, we've got about a minute left here. Governor Sandoval finally came out and said what I think we all thought he was going to say, which is he's going to support the Medicaid expansion.
Excellent decision. And again, it goes back to Paul's talking about this governor's leadership. This governor is not, he's not going to just follow the law. He's also going to follow the spirit of the law. This is something that if you want to look at later on, he could undo still by 2017. But nobody knows where Obamacare is going. Nobody knows what's going to happen. We've spent a ton of money. Gloria McDonald's done an incredible job setting up the exchanges and stuff. And this is just another process of getting people insured and stuff. I support what the governor's done on this. And
okay, let's just go around the table. Support or against?
I support it as well, especially considering he's saving the funding for mental health services.
Paul?
It's the law.
Absolute support.
Well, he didn't have to do it. I mean, it's not a case of it's the law.
But this governor doesn't politicize health care and people. He is a leader, you know.
But he's also against Obamacare.
He is, but it's the law.
It's not going to be his hill to die on.
Yeah, a governor can't undo Obamacare. If they undo Obamacare tomorrow, this all stuff goes away.
Okay, I guess the point I was making here, and I'm just trying to cause trouble here, is the fact that this was the part that the Supreme Court said couldn't be forced on the states.
It has nothing to do with it, Sam, so excuse me for interrupting you. However, it's Obama just came right out and said, yeah, you got the right to do it, and by the way, it's going to cost you a fortune in taxes and everything else. The federal government has a really big hammer. You know, every time they want something, they threaten funding. And this governor isn't going to allow this state that's in economic difficulty to lose funding.
And I guess there. You get the last word. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
A gift basket from Napa Sonoma Grocery Company makes the perfect holiday gift. Stop by today and experience the delightful treasures in the gift shop and shop the fine selection of Nevada-made grocery products. Napa Sonoma Grocery Company at Plum and Arlington in the Plum Gate Center.
Feliz Navidad!
With the economy as it is, and with the holidays too, you've got to be looking for the best price you can find on tires for that car. And believe me, Hooten Tires on 4th near the 395 overpass is your best price in town. And that's out the door prices too, below anyone in town. Got snow tires that you're looking for too. Got the place? Hooten Tires on 4th by the 395 overpass. Hooten Tires.
Happy holidays!
Eagle Window Door, a local family-owned business for over 45 years. Exercise your option for a distinctive look that makes a statement that reflects your personal taste. Slide into a more refreshing style. Specialty windows, double and single-hung windows, fixed windows, and see the possibility of all-wood windows. Get started on the new year with a call to Eagle Window and Door. Special prices now through January 6th. Eagle Window Door, just west of Keystone on 4th.
Every year, 14 million men get crazy sweaters for Christmas. You can help end this tragedy. His perfect gift?
Power Tools.
From Apex Sawworks. For more than 40 years, the best toys for the tool girls and boys. Apex Sawworks knows just the right gift for the job site or the home workshop. Drills and bits, saws and blades, hammers, ladders, shop vacs, tool bags, belts and boxes, gloves and workwear. Apex has great prices on the brands he trusts. And remember, this plus this equals this. Merry Christmas from Apex Sawworks. 570 Kitsky at Mill in Reno.
Got a wine connoisseur on your holiday gift list? Napa Sonoma Grocery Company has great deals on cases of wine. Add a bottle of wine to a gift basket for a perfect holiday gift. Napa Sonoma Grocery Company at Plum and Arlington in the Plum Gate Center.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Dr. Thomas Schwenk, the new dean of the medical school.
We'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks for watching.